Okay, Phoenix FM backstage at Standen Calling tonight to be joined by Sina, Maria and Selena from Nelson Can.
Hello!
How did I do there? How's my Danish?
It's very good, very good.
Oh, brilliant. That's going on my CV. Talk a little bit about the band. How did the band start? Because you've been together for quite a long time, is that right?
Yeah, we've... Nelson Can has been together for about 7 years. I don't understand how the 7 years went. I don't know like how time went so fast, but we started out just hanging out in the studio, lying to our producer, saying that we had a lot of great songs, and he almost believed us, and then we just took it from there.
Did you have a shared love of music? Was there any bands particular that you were bonding over?
Selena and I grew up together, and we listened a lot to Iron Maiden. later, we got into White Stripes, The Doors,
yeah.
Gossip, definitely the Gossip, like Gossip.
Yeah, the Gossip was huge for us, I remember.
Yeah.
Because it was so, Beth Dido was just so out there. And yeah. Watching also like a female lead singer, and also the females in the rest of the band, being just out there. And being really awesome. That's made a big impression, I think.
How would you describe your sound to someone who hasn't heard you?
We describe music sound like dogma rock. You know, a dogma movie, there's some rules. You put some
limitations
to your music. We're not, I wouldn't say only, but we're bass, drum, and vocals. So I think it make us explore... ways in the music that normally if you have keys or guitar you maybe play it a little more safe, but when we only this lineup we have to explore more and different ways to make the sound work.
Yeah, and I think because we have this quite special setup we have to focus a lot of on the hooks and on the melodies and how the bass and the vocals harmonize, and I think bands that might have a sound somewhat similar could be like bands like the White Stripes and Gossip, as we mentioned before, but also bands like Susie and the Banshees. Maybe even Yeah Yeah Yeahs to some extent.
Yeah.
Because it's quite unusual. This is something that I was going to ask, and I imagine you've been asked quite a lot, because you have a no-guitar policy, don't you? Which is unusual for a rock band. So
yeah.
I know that Keane had a... they were piano-led, but they had no guitar, and they made a big deal out of it. But you're a rock band, so why do you have a no-guitar policy?
Well, because none of us play the guitar, basically. And, I mean, it's not that we don't like guitar, and we have... Recently, we performed at Roskilde Festival in Denmark, which is the same size as Glastonbury, and we actually had our producer Noah play guitar for a few songs for that festival. But it was more of a question of saying that we are three people and we can play music together. We don't have to rely on some standard of what a band is. Like, we define those rules.
Now, you've had one album, Now Is The Time To Deliver, that came out about 4 years ago, but you've had quite a few EPs as well. So do you actually prefer releasing EPs, or is it only because you haven't got down to doing a follow-up yet?
I think that the EP format fits us very well, but I couldn't say that we're never going to release an album again. But I think we had a very struggling process with the first album, because we thought that to be a real band you had to release an album full length, and you don't have to. I mean, you make up your own rules, and we kind of figured that out on the way. So, but maybe there's going to be an album in the future, maybe. Yeah.
And I can say, because most of the music we put out ourselves, like DIY on our own label, and the time and money we put in the album compared to the time and money we put in our EPs, it doesn't add up.
And your label, is it Can of Beans, your label?
It's like a Can of Beans Records, because we played support for the Black Keys 6 years ago, 7 years ago maybe. And the tour manager was like, what you called? And I was like, Nelson Can. And he was like, what? And then I said, you know, like a Can of Beans? And then he got it.
But at the moment we're signed at Alcopop Records.
Oh yeah, I know them. Yeah.
With the EP3, so very happy.
Good label. Yeah.
Yes.
You've played a number of festivals this year. Have there been any that you particularly enjoyed?
Well, playing Roskilde Festival in Denmark, I know a lot of people in the UK might not know the festival, but it is like the equivalent of Glastonbury. It's 130,000 people,
yeah.
And being like in front of 6,000-7,000 people just screaming and cheering and
that's
singing along.
Hometown,
that's
isn't
our
it?
Home crowd, and
yeah.
It's just, you know, that's just...
I went to Copenhagen once and I saw Roskilde on the map, so I thought I'd know it because of the festival. So that is a big one. That's your Glastonbury, isn't it?
Really? Definitely, yeah, it is.
Yeah, so that must have been great to have played.
Huge, yeah.
Because that is actually well known all over Europe, isn't it, that
yeah.
one? Yeah, so it's iconic, so that's good. Okay. Are you here for the weekend? Have you got a chance to see any other bands, or do you have to rush off to the next one?
I would actually like to see... I've been calling them Genga all the way, but I don't know if they're pronounced Ginger. I don't know. How do you pronounce?
I call them Genga, but
yeah.
I don't know either.
I'd like to see them because actually I once interviewed them on the Danish national radio when I was working there. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. What are you listening to at the moment? Is there any music in particular that you're enjoying?
Actually, we've been listening. I know Sina and I have been listening to Alex Cameron. But actually today on the tour bus I was listening to Baxter Jury.
Oh,
do you know him?
I know him, yeah.
I'm really intrigued by his music. I'm really digging it right now. So I would have hoped I could have maybe seen him on some of these festivals live.
Yeah.
So I hope I will sometime.
I've been listening to a lot of Danish music, so I don't know, but you should check out a band called Kellermensch.
Okay.
It's a... I've been digging their record for a year. I'm the kind of person that once I find a record that I really like, I'll listen to it nonstop for 8 months, and everybody else goes crazy, and I love it.
We will kill a mensch. We will check them out.
Yeah, I'm going in totally drama mode, and I've been listening a lot to The Meters and listening to Sigeboe Modellist, the drummer, and just checking him out. And I think I'm going to take it back in my rehearsal space and just get my funk on.
Okay, what's next for Nelson Cann after all the festivals? What have you got planned?
We're going to Iceland. We're celebrating the 100 years, jubilee anniversary for their sovereignty, independence. I don't know how to pronounce that word.
Yeah.
I can spell it, but I can't pronounce it. We too in Denmark used to be, still kind of is, a colonial power. But we 100 years ago we set Iceland free, and we're going to celebrate that on Iceland and in Copenhagen. So that's the next thing.
Well, you've still got the Faroe Islands and Greenland, and you played the Faroe Islands recently,
yes.
Didn't you? Have you played Greenland yet?
We haven't played Greenland yet. We hope to be able to go there sometime in the near future.
I would love to go to a festival in Greenland. So if it ever happens,
I think they do have one.
They have one.
They have a big festival in Nuuk, but I couldn't tell you the name of it. I'm sorry.
Oh, brilliant. Well, if they do, get in touch with us, get us on the guest list, and we'll cover it. We'll look forward to that. Okay, well, thanks very much, Nelson Cairn. Really enjoyed it. And
yes,
enjoy the rest of the weekend. Thank you.